the time in his life. Busted. Despite having, you know, a successful career, people around him, he wasn't able for some reason to talk it out. Chris was in the church, but reeling from what was really going on in his life and just not getting the help or that arm around him that he needed. Now, I'm aware that this will not apply to every male here or every male that you know, but I want to talk about two problems that lots of us blokes have. Problem number one, blokes often struggle to talk about their emotions. Surprise, surprise. I read somewhere that men have feelings too. For example, we feel hungry. my dad was a real typical example for me of this. He could discourse on politics, all manner of sports, current affairs. He had a fair understanding of geography, of science, of history, emotions. Never. I was racking my brains in reflecting on this kind of message, but I have to say I couldn't recall a single instance in my entire life when my dad actually spoke about how he was feeling. Now, I hope he did speak about that stuff with my mum, but for me, I just never heard that. And as so much of what we get in life is from key role models, that kind of left me, I think, bereft. His dad died at 14. So I think in those generations, you didn't get that sort of connection anyway, but perhaps even if he had, it was taken away from him. So maybe that was the reason for that. It may not just be emotions that we struggle to talk about. I think I've shared with you before that when I got married, there was a significant expectation issue between my wife Catherine and I. We would sit down to eat and she would ask me how my day had gone and I would say, fine. Thinking that kind of, you know, that was a perfectly adequate explanation of what my day was about. And was quite horrified to discover that what she was expecting was a blow-by-blow account of everything that had gone on in the last 24 hours. I was kind of mortified. Is this going to be every meal time that we're going to have to go through this? Awkward. Problem number two. Blokes are not great at listening to emotions. Not great at we struggle to talk about them ourselves. We're not great at listening to them either. Let me give you another example from my own situation. Early in our marriage, Catherine would, in a state of distress, share a problem with me or an anxiety, something she was going through, something that had upset her. I would listen carefully and I would suggest a solution, typically feeling quite pleased with myself for my insight or my wisdom into this particular problem that she had, and was then kind of quite bemused that she seemed to get more upset than less upset about the situation. This happened on a number of occasions in the early years in our marriage until eventually it came out that when she was sharing a problem with me, she didn't want to hear an answer. I mean, what on earth would you tell someone a problem if you didn't want a solution? What is, you know, just listening and not attempting to fix, I've discovered in myself and in others, goes against the very fibre of a bloke's makeup. It's just like getting a model kit out, setting out all the parts and the tools, and then just looking at it. What would be the point of that? There wouldn't be any point. But joking aside, men's inability to talk about their emotions and about emotional turmoil, as we heard from Dan, as we heard from Chris, and I could share, you know, much the same from my own life, it can be catastrophic, absolutely catastrophic, as those statistics that I shared bore out. Huge part of the problem with those kind of cases that we said is just simply blokes not being able to deal with their emotions, not being able to, you know, offload in a safe kind of place to do that. So what is the answer? The scripture that Chris shared with us was from Galatians chapter 6. And it said this very simply in verse 2. Carry each other's burdens. Of course, it may have been referring to physical burdens, but given the context in verse 1 of dealing with sin and temptation and restoration, it's actually far more likely to be referring to emotional scars and spiritual baggage. So let's try and drill down into that a little bit. I wanted to focus on three things briefly. First is carry. It says carry each other's burdens. It doesn't say, as perhaps most blokes would like it to say, come up with a load-bearing cart design to transport the burden. It doesn't say, no, invent a flow system to divert the course of the burden. It says simply carry it. Carry it. Shoulder it. Lump it. What Catherine wanted for me was just to listen. She didn't want to me to fix the problem for her. She just wanted to offload it, to be able to get it off her chest. And it took me a very long time to realise that's what I kind of needed to understand and to do. Chris was probably looking for the same in his situation. Carry each other's burdens. You carry mine and I'll carry yours. No delegating to someone else. Or just, I just do the carrying, not the offloading. Or just the offloading, but not the carrying. No, you carry my burdens and I carry yours. It's a two-way thing. Now, I don't know how you feel about that, but lots of us, I think, oh, I'm a good listener. I'll do the carrying, but I still can't offload. Or perhaps you're a talker and you can talk. But as soon as it comes... But this talks about being able to do both. That means we've got to learn to give and receive. And we must have the courage somehow to get vulnerable and open. If we're not good at doing that, there is no other way, folks. There's no kind of plan B. There's no opt-out. We've just simply got to get good at doing this. And that requires courage to get open and vulnerable, as Chris alluded to in his talk. But it also means that we need to be prepared to get uncomfortable and receive from others. How do we feel about that then, fellas especially? I mean, for a lot of us, that's about as squirm-worthy as it gets, isn't it? I'll work my skin off, I'll labour, but just don't make me sit in that kind of place. But given what is at stake, those statistics that we spoke of there, surely as people of love, we've got to be up for that challenge. It's scary for us. It's uncomfortable, maybe. We're not used to it. It goes against the grain. But surely we've got to be ready to take that on. Point three, carry each other's burdens. As I've already suggested in this context, burdens, I think, means emotional and spiritual mess. If we're honest, I think our instinct points us normally in the opposite direction of mess, doesn't it? Don't get involved. It could be a can of worms. If you start, you'll never stop. And that risk is real. As kind of you, doubtless, if you have ever stepped into someone's problems, before you know it, you can get embroiled. But the command that we get from Scripture is to love. And if you remember those situations that Jesus cites in Matthew chapter 25, hunger, homelessness, imprisonment, sickness. This is mess. And we're not called to run away from it or skirt around it, as Jesus rebuked the Pharisees for doing. We're called to step into it. How would you score on this? How do you think you're doing personally on this with those around you, blokes, with those blokes around you? Do you want to do better? I hope so, because that's what our society needs. That's what we need. This represents a challenge for us individually and for us collectively as a church, for men and for women. But as for men, we at EC Baptist Church have sought to put in place a number of groups and activities and events that will help us to get to know each other. And to get into each other's stuff. And our men's brec is one such group. Our football and cricket teams are another. We've recently started a men's small group that Chris is involved with, that Peter Tatchell and Saku are involved with. And for a number of years, we've been hooking up with an outfit called CVM, Christian Vision for Men, who have an annual camp out at the end of June with the strapline in a field near Swindon. Sounds really encouraging, doesn't it? It sounds really exotic. very much for the blokes. And we've taken a clutch of fellows to join in that that thing that they call the gathering out there. We're going to see a short video clip of the gathering, of a little summary of what we went through this summer. And then Andrew is going to come and share his experience of that.